think the applause says it all, how impressed this side of the things, this side of the crowd has been. How impressed was the dugout with? I'm sure you've shown incredible fight in the second innings yourself, but how proud was the dugout of what we saw today, specifically? Mm.
Yeah, well, I think firstly to lose is a bit disappointing, but I think just the character that the group has shown over the last 2 days was absolutely amazing to see. I think to concede 500 and something runs on day one, I don't think many people thought it would get all the way to the last session on day four. So yeah, I think just the absolute grit and determination that every single batter had to going out there to see it through until the end was amazing, and I think it'll do a lot of good things for this group.
Just for you personally, between the first innings and the next, like, what sort of clicked? What did you tell yourself, you know, between the two innings?
Well, obviously the first innings, I think we showed a bit more intent. We sort of tried to get close to their score, but I think their spinners were just really skillful, really accurate, and yeah, we just all went out. And then the second innings, I think we saw that we needed to stretch it out, to bat a bit more time, to take it as deep as we could. So yeah, my goal was just to sort of bat through that day three, I think, and just to bat as long as I could, and then had that big partnership with Sine, and we just wanted to bat until the end of the day. And then coming back today just to see, you know, Copy, Nate, just to the amount of balls that they faced, and they're normally like wide ball players. They're normally known for their strike rates and their aggressive stroke play, so to see them really knuckle down and take it that deep was amazing.
After the loss against Australia, it was me only who asked this question. Where does it sit? You started the captaincy first on, that was your first test match. Not a lot of fight at extremely different conditions, but sitting here now, this is your second test as a captain. Where does this test sit, not just with the test match, but with the white ball stuff that you have been part of, red ball stuff, T20s, one test, where does this one sit?
Yeah, well, I think it was completely different to Australia. I think that obviously being at the WACO was all about the pace and the bounce and the swing and the nip, whereas this was all about the spinners and sort of navigating that. I think the captaincy-wise, it was quite tricky, knowing which fields to set. I think they had a lot of funky fields that were really hard to sort of bat against, and then their spinners were so accurate as well, just almost landing it on a 5-rand coin every single time. So. Yeah, I think I've learned a lot as a player. I think spending time out there in the middle batting as well is going to help my captaincy, just to sort of observe what they were doing for more than 300 balls, just being out there. And yeah, I think it's a learning process for me. Just the more that we play, the more that we'll learn about it. There's obviously so much that we were learning as we were going and asking our coaches and our support staff, you know, what should we do? But yeah, it was a great experience. I think it's probably one of the most memorable of the three test matches that I've played, just because of the character that we showed.
And on the personal note, having that bigger partnership with Sune, someone who was as a cricketer and off the field as a friend, is very close to you. For her to show that determination, for you to show that determination, and the relationship that you guys have, how special was it to especially do it in these conditions and to do it with her at that level?
Yeah, very special. She batted brilliantly. I was struggling to score it more than like a 20 strike rate, and she just came in and started whacking them over the top. I think the bravery and the execution in that innings was amazing. I think she picked the balls perfectly, the ones to attack, and then showed a lot of patience. I think she's also seen as more of a white ball player and quite explosive in T20 stuff. So to see her sort of knuckle down in both innings for that long was very impressive. So yeah, very, very impressed.
Hi, Lola.
Hi.
I mean, congratulations. You guys are amazing out there. My question is, so the batting was great, but when it came to the bowling on Thursday, we saw there was a bit of, you know, I mean, the bowlers took their time to, you know, understand what the conditions were, and also I think it was easier to bat on day one. But from a bowling point of view, having seen them here, what do you think, you know, probably in these conditions, what are the things they need to add to their own, like just say
Yeah, I think firstly it was a tough toss to lose. I think we would have batted first for sure as well. I think the pitch looked pretty nice to bat on day one and got slower and lower and started bouncing a bit weird as the test got on. I think what they did well is just the accuracy. I think deep tee bowled, 40 overs in that last innings, and I think nearly all of them were on the same spot, or it felt like it when I was batting. I think on that first day we just missed too much with the ball. I think we had wide ones, we had full tosses, we had balls down leg. I think just being consistent for longer is what test match requires, and something that we weren't quite up to par with. And yeah, obviously conceding that much on day one was a bit disappointing. But yeah, I do think it got trickier to bat on as the day went on, as the test went on, but their spinners just didn't give us anything.
Sorry, I had to gather my thoughts better, but anyway, the next question is that, so, I mean, we did see a great crowd yesterday. I think about 7,000 odd had come. And the general thing about Chennai crowd is that we've also seen that they are very appreciative of the opponents as well. They give standing ovations. And you saw Sunil get a standing ovation yesterday, and you got like a great, ovation from them today. So, a bit about the crowd and the conditions you played in, how is it?
It's awesome. I think to have that many people at a test match was amazing. And it's awesome how supportive they are of the opposition as well. Definitely cheering and clapping when any of us sort of reached a milestone. And it keeps it entertaining as well. I think that third day felt like a long time when I was batting out there, but it was nice to just sort of look out, and they were singing songs as well at one point, which was quite funny. I think there was a Laura is scared of deep D song at one stage. but yeah, it was just very, very cool. And I think the crowds in the ODIs were awesome as well. So. Yeah.
Hi, Laura. Congrats on the century and the effort. Just what are your thoughts on Madeline Pillai, who's been a crucial part of the setup for the past few years, and the way she has grown to contribute as much as she has? And it seemed like she was determined to take it across the line today, back through the day, and her effort with the bat to bat as long as she did. And even the past few days on the field as well, like she was just all over wherever she could be on. Your thoughts on the way she is, what she means to this team.
Who was the person? Sorry, I missed.
Nadine.
Yeah, she's an absolute great player to have on my team. I think just the character and the fight that she shows in any game that she plays is amazing. I think you saw it on that first day. There was a highlights package of her fielding and throwing her body around and diving for everything, and then bowling 10 or 12 overs as well. I think the energy that she brings to the field is amazing. The nice thing is she's pretty young as well. I think she still has a lot to grow as a cricketer, and I think she's only just starting to show what she can do with the bat. It's been the last year or so that she's starting to come into her shell as a batter, and I think she can really take the game away from the opposition in white ball stuff. And now today to show that character that she did, to really knuckle down for that long, was amazing. She's a great player for the future, and she also helps me a lot with the captaincy stuff, so I really like having her on the field just to run a few questions by her, and she can sort of see it from a bowler's perspective as well. So she's been awesome.
Just to follow up, the bit that you touched upon on the health of the DAC captaincy, anything you could share from what happened through this test match?
Yeah, just I guess on day one, just a bit of stuff like bowling changes or field settings. I think both of us just sort of trying to share our knowledge and what we know in our limited knowledge of Test cricket. I think obviously it's not something that I can do entirely alone. I think with all of us being pretty new to the format, we need to run a lot of ideas past each other. So yeah, she definitely helped me a lot on the field. Thanks.
Hi, Laura. Well played today. What I wanted to ask you was, we had 20 minutes with your batting coach yesterday, and he spoke a lot about emotions and trying to talk to you guys about where you find your determination to play, especially in a format like this that tests you day in and day out for 4 days. But then when we talk about emotions, it comes with a little bit of imbalance if you don't check it at the right time. So when you guys came out today to bat in the morning, you were on the cusp of a century. You had this whole day that you needed to defy a very hungry Indian lineup for. What was your mental conversation with yourself? How did you when you stepped out, were you nervous? Did you have butterflies in your stomach? How did you sort of center yourself? And what did you say to people like, Jafta and Class and all these guys who didn't manage to, stick in and just see the Indian lineup through? They managed to do that today. They really dug deep. So what changed maybe from the conversations that you were in the leadership group had?
Yeah, well, I think obviously on day three, when Sune and I really knuckled down and batted so long, we sort of knew that we had to bat through 2 days if we wanted to get to the draw. So that's just what we try to do. We sort of broke it down into little 20-minute intervals, and we said, okay, after 20 minutes, we're going to have a little sip of water. So let's work hard until then. And yeah, it was literally just about taking it one ball at a time and not even looking at the scoreboard, just to try and just bat for as long as we could. Obviously, being sort of in the 90s over night was something weird for me. It wasn't quite the same getting there this morning. It was a bit of a weird feeling, only scoring 7 runs and then celebrating. But yeah, it wasn't really something that I was sort of, I tried to not think about it at all, because obviously the goal was just to bat through the day. So I'm glad that the milestone got out of the way early and that I could just focus on batting as long as I could. Obviously, I was still very disappointed when I did get out, because, you know, losing by an hour and a half or almost, if I just could have stuck around a bit longer. But yeah, our batting coach Bakes, we chatted a bit this morning just about how to stay calm out there and just how to sort of stay focused for that long. And yeah, it's definitely something that we're not used to, batting for 5.5 hours on day three, which is, yeah.
And your message to the others?
I think we had a good chat as a group at the end of day three. Bake sort of chatted to us at the end of the day and then just gone through what exactly we need to try and do the next day in order to, you know, fight for that draw and maybe even get a bit of a lead. So I think each player was really clear on what they needed to do. And I think you could see that in the way that players like Tumi and Klaas batted on this day compared to the first innings. So yeah, it was. I think we've already learned a lot as a group just in the space of an innings, which was awesome to see.
Just moving over to our Zoom section. Thanks so much for your patience. Nate, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lita. Laura, first congratulations with your knock. I'm just unfortunate with that result. But I've got two questions. Laura, just talk us through it. Your international career thus far at 25, scoring centuries in all three formats.
Yeah, very cool stat, and I think to do it all within the same year so far has been awesome. I think I'm, yeah, hitting the ball quite nicely at the moment, and I'm glad that I'm able to sort of capitalize on that a bit. And it's sort of definitely something that I've been wanting to do, is to be, you know, that versatile player that's able to score in all formats. So yeah, I think Test cricket is maybe more naturally suited to my game. So to get that T20 century earlier this year, I think was a special one. But yeah, I think just, yeah, it's nice.
And then finally, wouldn't it be ideal to play domestic 4-day games for the women, which would in turn expand the season, more games and more experience in the format? Because, I mean, conceding 600+ doesn't look good.
Yeah, that would be ideal, is to practice red ball stuff more often, even if it's just having a few sort of inter-squad games or camps, or, you know, maybe a full-fledged 4-day league is still a bit far away, but just to practice it a bit more, because yeah, like I said before, just to come into an international test match in India with absolutely no experience in the format is tough, and captaincy wise it's tough as well, batting wise it's tough. And yeah, we've been learning as much as we can, as quickly as we can. But there's obviously still a lot of things that we need to sharpen up on in this format. But having 3 in a year is already a great step in the right direction. And I'm really enjoying the format so far, so hopefully we can have more of it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nate. Kuliso, please go ahead, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Kuliso, sorry, just struggling to... Sorry, Kuliso, can you just speak up, please? We're just trying to hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, much better, yeah.
All right, cool. Laura, good to see you. I was about to say that the big thing is tomorrow, I'm going to say you guys will host by 10 wickets. But for those who watch, we really saw the effort and the fight that you guys showed out there. Wanted to ask you, when you were out there, especially when you were out there, the loss could have been by innings and a few runs. What important for you guys, in as far as that alcohol is concerned? Was it important for you guys to remove the innings and just have the weekend? What was important when you were out there? has it give you some sort of consolation?
Yeah, it was important. I think obviously conceding over 500 runs on day one, a win was going to be very difficult from there with a pitch that was just getting slower and slower. So I think when we were sent in to follow on, I think we still saw a chance to draw the test match, which I think would have been a decent result considering that day one. So yeah, we sort of just tried it back for as long as we could, just to see if we could get close to day four, and then to see how long we could last on day four. And then, yeah, as the wicket started falling, just to sort of close that deficit of the lead to avoid the loss by an innings was nice. But yeah, still a loss is a loss. But it was very tough conditions, and I'm very proud of the character that the group showed.
And
that
conditions aside, I hate you. But if we put conditions aside for the test match,
Kuliso, sorry, brother. I just have to move on. We are really struggling to hear you there, but thank you so much. Appreciate it. Keenan, please go ahead, and then we'll finish off with Morgan. Keenan, please go.
Thanks so much, Lika. Laura, that was your first real authoritative knock in Test cricket. You mentioned earlier that these are format that perhaps best suits your game and the way you play. Could you just describe or explain what you did slightly differently in that knock and how you managed to get through that?
Well, this one I was just looking to bat for as long as I could. I think in my previous test matches I was probably just a bit too eager to score, too used to white ball stuff, playing at stuff that I shouldn't, pushing at balls outside of my off stump that I should probably have been leaving. But in this innings, you know, scoring runs wasn't the goal at all. It was more just about batting time and surviving out there and taking it as deep as we could. So I'm guessing that should probably be my mindset for my other tests moving forward, because that worked a bit better.
If I could just sneak in one more, please, Lita.
Go ahead, please, quickly. Thank you.
Laura, I think it's fair to say that you're the best accumulator of runs in the team at the moment, at least the way you've been batting. Has there been any consideration to maybe start down to four or so, at least in the test squad, just to keep, provide you with some protection, seeing as though you are the most likely to score given the form you're on, at least? Has that been given thought? And what were the conversations with Bucky with regards to that?
No, that hasn't been a discussion. I think our middle order did pretty decently in this test, so I think that worked out pretty well. I think I've opened for most of my career in longer format stuff, so yeah, I think that's probably where I'd stay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Morgan, we'll finish off with you. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thanks, Lita. Hi, Laura. Hard luck. Well fought today. Laura, just moving away from the test to the T20s, now of course this is a crucial series with the World Cup coming up, but how much of a boost is it to have Chloe coming back, and how much pressure will it take with you, because she does bring more to the party than just with the bat and the ball?
It's awesome to have her back, especially for T20 cricket. She's an awesome T20 player. I think she's obviously a very explosive batter, so to have her slot back into that middle order is amazing. And then to have that left arm spin option in T20s, she's been very effective for us, and very effective in various leagues around the world bowling, with her bowling as well. More than that as well, like you mentioned, obviously helping me with a lot of plans and captaincy stuff. And just her general energy around the group. She's a very chatty, lively person, so to have her back in the dressing room, I think we instantly noticed she was back when she joined the dressing room today. It's awesome to have her back in the squad, and hopefully she has a good series.
Thanks, Laura.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, due to time, we'll have to call it